have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And now we're in 2024. Hallelujah and glory to the Lamb. We are so excited that you are with us on today. We are praying that the Lord will bless you like never before. He's up to some amazing things. I know people are saying it's a new day, but can you understand? He gave you breath. He gave you life. He gave you a heart and a mind. And for that, we give him praise on today. So praise him, praise him, praise him for another year. Amen. I am super excited, as I am each and every week, that the Lord allows us to gather together again. Can I send a shout out to all of you, the listeners? Not only did we make it over to 2024, he is yet still keeping us. I need someone to hear that on today. He is still keeping us. So welcome, welcome back in 2024 to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wyright on Elation Radio. Elation Radio. We give a shout out to our producer, our visionary, our sister, none other than Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you and your family on this new year. God has been good. And I bless God for each of our Elation Radio family podcasters. God bless you. And I want to say, I thank God for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. We celebrated 27 years of marriage in December on the 31st, and I'm glad he was given and my life. I appreciate him. I love you, and thank you for all that you do. But listen, none of this, I mean absolutely none of this, could be made possible without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen, Abba Father thought enough of us to give us a Savior that would die for us, give all he had for us to be here at this moment. It's enough to give him praise for. It's enough to worship him in 2024. So we come today to pour our all upon him. If this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I would love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Listen, God is good. I am so excited to share with you on today. Hallelujah. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners, hallelujah, to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, hallelujah, compassion and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, our God reigns. Hallelujah. He reigns supreme. He is marvelous. He is everything we need and more. Before we go into this short exhortation. We want to honor him and let him know how much we appreciate him. Would you please join me for a word of prayer? Hallelujah. He is doing great and mighty things. Can I say this? Not because it's a new year, not because this is a new month. He has always been who he is and does what he does well. Why? Because he is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is everything we need and more. So we honor him on today, and we invite you, if you are not in a place of saying yes or have not said yes to the Lord, we invite you to be a part of this blessed and beautiful royal family that only he could make. Would you join me now in a word of prayer? Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We honor your presence, your anointing, all that you are, all that you will be to each and every one of us. We need you like never before. We honor you for you being our Father, our friend, our Creator, our Savior. Everything we need is tied up in you. You're all inclusive, and we thank you on today. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of those things we thought of or did knowingly or unknowingly. Help us on today to begin the year fresh and anew with laying all those things from the past in the past and allowing ourselves to press forward and towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Provide on today, meet needs on today, comfort on today, all those that are grieving. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch families and individuals. Touch the homeless. Touch those in nursing centers. Touch those in hospitals. Touch those in divided homes. Touch those that are in homes alone. Touch, oh God, today our children. Touch the women. Touch the men, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us in 2024 come to you with open hearts, open minds, open ears to hear your divine will. Not our will, but thine be done, that you may speak to us and we may move according to your promises, according to your will. Lord, help on today. We can't do it without you. We cry out because we need you, and we thank you in advance. Come into this podcast. Bless Elation Radio. Bless everyone serving you in the Elation Radio family. Bless their families, oh God, and marriages and all that is in this Elation family. Bless every listener. Bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Bless today, oh God, like never before. Heal today, save today, deliver today, and fill our mouth with what you want. And we will give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. It's in the mighty name of Jesus, our elder brother, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I am excited about all that the Lord wants to do in and through us. And before we began with guests, before we began with anything, I want us to search in the Word. I want you to join me today as we talk about Psalm 42. Listen, we all can talk about what a great year it's going to be. But can I really remind you that everything about this year has been given from him? What are you saying, Pastor Michelle? That our breath was given by him. Our gifts were given by him. Our hearts were given by him. It's what we choose to give to him and to others that's going to make it a good year. What do I mean by that? We must search ours at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, were so many fasts. I fast throughout the year. So there's no specific time frame in reference of it being a new year for me to give my heart, body, soul, and mind to the Lord. It is very crucial as we begin this new year, that as we are in relationship with him, that we choose him, we put him first, we acknowledge him, we stand on his word, we seek his word, we draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to us. Let me say that again. We draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to us. So therefore, whatever we're going through, whatever our hearts need, whatever we are seeking him for, it's found in his word. Let me say it again. Anything you will ever need in relationship with the Lord, you will find it in the word. This is important because we need to understand what real relationship is. It isn't where we get what we want and that's it. We don't just acknowledge him and feel he's this genie God, but we acknowledge him as an intimate, loving father, one that will wrap his arms around you spiritually, and you will feel it naturally because of his power and his majesty. It is to understand that if we are his children, we carry his attributes, which means everything that Abba Father stands for as his children, so should we. But how can we be in relationship with him if we don't know him? Now, when I say know him, I'm talking intimately. Have we set aside time to acknowledge him, to pray, to be able to share that our faith is valuable to someone else, to be able to uplift him, that he can draw all men unto him? Here's how that happens. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. What are we saying? If deer have been leaping through the forest, through backyards, through wherever they leap, and they come to a place of hunger where they need to be, or thirsty, I should say, and they need a drink, they're going to the brook. When they get to the brook and they drink, there's a quenching. There's something that draws them there. And then they drink and they're satisfied. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? None of us knows. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? I want you to take a look at, review, if you will, 2023. So many times we can go through so many things, and in going through those things, we find there's been some pain attached. We found there was some heartache attached. We found maybe there was some affliction attached. Maybe we found there was, God forbid, death attached. Whatever it was that pained us when we went through, if those that didn't know our God, didn't know who he was, didn't know how capable he was, they began to ask, where is your God? Because when people see trouble, when they see pain, when they see affliction, if they're not spiritual, they'll assume Abba Father isn't with us. My tears, it says, have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. I remembered him. I did what he needed me to do. And listen, may I serve a disclaimer for someone who may not be able to physically go into the house of the Lord. Can I tell you today, he can meet you where you are. He will send those that are of him to you. He knows how to have you be in relationship with him, even if you can't physically make it. Maybe you're in a hospital or a nursing center or a children's home or a place where there may not be a physical house of prayer, but yet he is yet with you. Do not fear that he is not with you because of where you are in life. My husband and I both understand. We know what it's like not to be able to get back into the house of the Lord due to affliction, due to things that may have happened. But can I say we yet not stopped worshiping him? We've not stopped praising him and fulfilling the call on our lives because he is a God of his promises. I need you to know wherever you are, maybe you have no affliction. Maybe you are well in every area of your life. He is still worthy of the praise because he makes all things possible. 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet, my God, today praise him for the help of his countenance. I'm going to praise him in spite of, because I know who our daddy is. I know who he is. It's very important not to get caught up in things or people. In this hour right now, the enemy has many devices that he's throwing towards the body of Christ. I need you to pay attention. I need you to understand these things have been hand-selected by the enemy to throw the church off. We need to pray for leaders. We need to pray that the mindset of the world does not take over the church. We need to pray that God be glorified and those that are falling, that we lift them up, that they will see God in their actions. And I'm not talking about just leadership. I'm talking about the world in itself, that the body of Christ rise up to pray, that we don't get caught up in gossip, we don't get caught up in what to do, but you better arm yourself. Don't find yourself in places doing things that you know will be an embarrassment to God. We must be careful in this hour, in this day, where we walk, who we're with, what we do, and how we do it. I said it, I meant it. We must be careful because we are ambassadors of our God. If he didn't do it, he didn't design for us to do it, Whatever those things are, we must be careful. The world is watching to see who our God is. Are we hungry enough for him? This is not a bashing session. This is not an opportunity. We have all heard and seen things recently, but I'm here to decree and declare the body of Christ will be the body of Christ regardless of the enemy's devices, because we understand how to pray. We understand when our sisters and brothers go through things, how to lift them up, how to keep them in remembrance before the Lord. And when we do these things, change occurs in the earth, not because of what we think we know and see, but God knows the plans, and the world has to be reached. And whatever way he chooses for that to be done, it will bring him glory. It will bring him honor. So let us be mindful in our abilities to serve him, that we serve him hungry. We serve him thirsty to understand his will in this hour. I don't want my plans. I need his will in this hour. I need him to reveal what he wants done. I need him to show me where he wants me to go. I need him to know that I am surrendered and submitted to his will, not by my actions and what looks a certain way or how I look. But I know I want him to know I am, you are, we are in relationship with him. He's a good father. Our elder brother Jesus loves us so. It's crucial that we understand this. Oh, my God, verse 6, my soul is cast down within me, for will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy ways and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord, hallelujah, will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life is personal. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? I want you to know that is how one feels when they've done something and it didn't please God, and they stood and they said, Lord, I belong to you, and yet he oppresses them. Our job is to understand we will serve him. We will pray. We will understand that he is desiring loving kindness in this hour. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Where's your God? Have you fallen? Did you make a mistake? Is there something that happened that the world looks at you and says you could not be saved? But his promise is true. He says, oh God, he draws us in times of trouble. He doesn't forsake us and turn his back on us. We can draw from the well of his love. We can draw from all that he says he'll be to us. Aren't you glad looking at David, when David was who he was in the flesh? that he could have been killed on the spot because of the power of God. But the Lord knew he had plans for David. The Lord knew he had plans for Saul. The Lord knows what to do in this world when we look at individuals not understanding fully who they are. Admonish you in this hour to stay focused on God. I admonish you to remember Psalm 42. I admonish you to remember that we must pray and we must fast and we must seek his face, that we hear his voice so that we won't be an accuser of the brethren. That we will speak soundly, divinely by his will, knowing how to engraft one in that has walked away or made a mistake. That we won't be judgers, lest we want to be judged, but that we will have a heart of compassion and grace, just as he's given to us. I don't know about you. I wouldn't want all my business out there before everybody. He says in his word, blessed is the man whose sins are covered. But should it come to a place of rebuke, he says in his word, he chastens those he loves. Now, let me give you one quick analogy before we complete this last verse. I want to say to you, when we were coming up and our parents were displeased with us, they let us know in various ways. Some were blessed with punishments to get things taken away. There were others who did not spare the rod because they would not spoil the child. After they disciplined us, we were wise enough to know they loved. We didn't take it on a mindset, and I'm not talking about those that abuse. I'm talking about true discipline that made us into beings of respect, kindness, courtesy. There was something about their love with that discipline that let us know we wouldn't be pushed away from them for life, for making a mistake. We may not have felt good at those moments, but the love they had for us helped us to remind ourselves of whatever wrong we did, that it was forgivable. We must keep that same mentality when it comes to our siblings, knowing that we are family. Some families say, if they jump on you, y'all all better jump in. Some families say, blood is thicker than water. Other families say, we're not going to let them get that. Here's one of my favorites that's so funny to me. Siblings can talk about each other, confront their situation with each other. But you as an outsider better not ever say nothing about those siblings, or you're going to see a different side of that family. Can I say to you today, may we be those type of siblings in the body of Christ, that when one comes after our brother, our sister, that we are in prayer and fasting and understand that vengeance is the Lord. He will repay. We don't have to beat up anybody. We don't have come down. What we need to do in this hour is be as the deer was and pant after the Lord and get that thirst filled with his word. We're coming into an hour where the real family of God are going to rise up like never before. They'll put respect back in the house of the Lord. They'll put the mindset of what's right and wrong without you questioning it, what's right or wrong, because it was something about true leadership, true men and women of God that would come in a building and you didn't say certain things before them. You didn't try certain things before them, before you submitted anything to them. You better know you would have prayed and asked the Lord, is this something? And prayerfully, with their blessing, it would have come to pass. We are living in a time where the honor and respect for those walking in righteousness have been stripped. It's a time where some have admonished so many things that have been brought into the house of the Lord that has caused confusion. I want you to be prayerful. When we seek our word in the Bible, there'll be no questions of what's right and wrong. When we pray for understanding, there'll be no questions of what's right or wrong. When we intimately go before him and ask his will, we won't have a lot of confusion. As we begin this new year, I want us all to conclude with this in verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I yet shall praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Let me close with that again. Why art thou cast down? Believers, sisters and brothers, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. In Jesus' name, I pray as you begin your new year that when you're sitting down and you say, I'm going to set these goals, first of all, that you have a mind to complete the task, that you don't get caught up and what may not be godly, that you can get what you want because it's what you want. My prayer this year is that we're all drawn closer to God, that we all seek him with all of our heart, our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul, that he will be glorified in all that we do because we're seeking him. The Bible says in Matthew 6, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto thee. If I want you to think about your list, anything you've written down, please make sure he's at the top, not midway or the bottom. Please make sure before you even seek to write it down that you prayed over what you would like for him to do and ask him his will. Not only ask him his will, wait to hear. Don't be so in a hurry. You just want to get it done. No, be intentional this year with God, with those he allows you to serve, with those he allows you to speak a word to, whatever gifts he's given, that you will use them wisely and honorably, that he can be lifted up, that he can be glorified. If we're not doing it for Christ, who are we doing it for? If when you put your money in the bank, it's not with an intention of giving him anything, or giving to those that serve, or giving because he asked in his word, who and what are you doing? If when you sit down to use your gifts, if you sing, if you write, if you do this or you do that, have you submitted that gift to the Lord that he may open doors for you? Oh, I want to buy a new house. I want to buy a new car. I'm going to line myself up so I can get a house. I can get a car. Have you sought him as to what type of house he wants you to live in and what type of car he wants you to drive? Most of all, have we prayed for our family and our friends that they may come to know this great Abba Father, that they too can have eternal life, and that we all will be with each other in eternal life? Or have we just let them live their lives and not lifted them before the Lord? Are we panting after him the way we say we are? I want you to evaluate your list. Anything out of alignment and out of its proper place, I'm praying you'll put it where it belongs. God first, Abba Father, Elder Brother Jesus, the Holy Spirit leading you. All of the things that you're going to need for this year that you submitted to him, wait for his answer. Stand on his word. Don't do it in your flesh, because if we're believers, we should be utilizing the word of God, that he gets all the glory for any and all things he's calling us to do. Don't forget to thank him. Don't forget to be intentional about him. And I promise you, if you seek him first, the Bible says all of these things shall be added. Because it's important to carry his DNA. We may have moms, dads doing great things, family members, or those that we have as mentors, blah, 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 blah. But none of that matters. If we say we're connected to him and he's last on the list, he's midway the list, he deserves his rightful place, which is first. So as you go into your 2024, I pray that you hunger and thirst for him more than you ever have. Thing he aligns for your life will come to pass because it's in order with him. I pray that the body of Christ will not be blinded. I pray that our eyes, our ears, our hearts will be open to hear him and to help our sisters and brothers in Christ, that he may be glorified. May we walk like Jesus did in the earth with the compassion, the grace, and the mercy that he showed, that a dying world will know who we are, because they'll know us by our love. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing to you, that it will encourage you and strengthen you to be all you need to be. And 20, remember to pray for your family, your pastors, your leaders, those that have the rule over you, your employers. Pray for them that God be glorified, that he be lifted up, that he be honored, because he's everything we need and more. He knows how to bless us, when to bless us. And we trust him. Through the trials and tribulations, we trust him. So I thank you again for taking the time to listen to the Just For You podcast. I don't take it for granted, Kimmy Robinson and all that God has birthed in her, for her to birth out, that we would even be here because of the vision he gave her. And with that same honor, we honor her. We thank God for her love, her obedience, her quietness in him matters. We're thankful not only for you, we're thankful for your family. We pray this year will be a blessed and beautiful year for you, no matter what you may face. We're praying now for so many families that are in grief. We're lifting up the Shields family. We're lifting up the Glazier family. We're lifting up those that have lost their loved ones. We're lifting up the Burks family. Hallelujah. We're lifting up families that are broken, that are crying. The Bible tells us, and when one mourns, we should mourn with them. Can we also live where we celebrate those that need and will be celebrated because of what they are doing in the body of Christ? May we have hearts of compassion in 2024 like never before. Happy birthday to all of the January birthdays. May God bless you. May he enrich you. I am super excited that you've made it and that you have had a day of celebration. I pray if it's not your birthday, you're writing a book, you're doing something that God has called you to, can we celebrate you on Elation Radio? Could you send those things in for us to let others know what a mighty God he is? Because here's the truth of the matter. If we're taking the glory for ourselves, he doesn't get it. Let's share the goodness of the Lord. Your testimonies, your praise reports mean something. I want to also say to you, there are times when people are in need, and listen, you don't know where to turn. Maybe local assemblies have not been blessed financially enough to be able to support your need. There are resources available. In St. Louis, we are with United Way. Let me say this about United Way. They are a national organization. If you're listening from another city, look them up for your area. But here in St. Louis, we dial 211. When we dial 211, we express what we need. There's an intake specialist that will refer you to where you need to be. Not only will they give you resources, but there are also locations of service. You also have Urban League. St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis has over 60 programs. They have everything from meeting utility needs to being able to assist with housing, also for business, entrepreneurship, saving our sons, helping our men in the community. For more information about Urban League STL, please look them up at ULSTL.com. They'll be glad you reached out, and they'll have resources that are available to help you through your need. Also, we want to tell you about the St. Louis County Library. These resources are absolutely free. Listen, do you know you can go to your library? They have feminine products of the month. They have diapers for children. They're enlarging their bases for more than books and videos. They have space at some libraries where you can go in and study. Listen, don't sell your local library short. There are resources. There are things there to assist you. As my husband and I have gotten older, there are times we couldn't get out due to different things physically we went through. Did you know your St. Louis County Library and libraries offer services for seniors? They also feed children in after school hours at the library. There are so many things that are available. They have various speakers that come in because they want to keep the community educated. There are opportunities for you to have internet service. Please don't go to sleep on your local library. In St. Louis, we have the St. Louis County Library. You can reach out to them at slcl.org. Let's talk about United Community Services, an organization that meets the needs of the community with government education, community service, with preventative substance abuse, and more, especially towards community engagement. We are honored to serve in the community as best we can with the resources we have available. Substance abuse is huge. Throughout the holidays, through various times of the year, there are times when people will need resources and help, and we have a preventative substance abuse coalition. Please, by all means, reach out if there's a need, because there are resources available. Did you know most people can't get into a substance abuse program with hospitalization because there's so many needs that the beds are fully taken? And can I say that particularly as well with people of color in various communities? Would you consider the fact that we need to pray that our loved ones, family, friends, community are serviced well? Please do that, because so many are dying to substance abuse. There are programs and help available. You can reach out to United Community Services via the web at www.leadingright, like the last name, wixsite.com/website, or you can also reach out via phone 314-405-1711. These things are crucial in our communities, and we want to be a blessing and a help. Also, we want you to be aware, Elation Radio is sponsoring again From Ashes to Beauty. We meet the fourth Friday every month on Clubhouse at 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to hear more about substance, things of substance is what I want to say, topics, sharing of testimony, the word, please join us. All are welcome to join on board with us in hearing our From Ashes to Beauty, the fourth Friday of every month at 9 p.m. on Clubhouse, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. We also will have more announcements of what Elation Radio will be doing in this year, but please continue to lift us all up in prayer. We are praying that God's will be done, and we know it will because he is with us at Elation Radio. Dr. Kimmy Robinson, we are grateful for your wisdom, knowledge, and your heart. I also want you to know that we have other announcements that will be coming for the community. If you have a community announcement, you may send those in to me, Michelle Wright, on Facebook. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I'll be glad to read your community announcement you're doing in your community and how it will be a blessing for those in the community. Also, we want to admonish you to pray for all of your local pastors, leaders in leadership, serving. This hour is crucial. We need your prayers as pastors and leaders. Every leader in every capacity needs prayer. Do not go around talking about leaders and you definitely haven't prayed for them. Learn to pray for all the leaders across the country, our president of these United States. Pray for people that there can be their strength. They can have strength. We can have strength in this hour because we're going to need it serving the people of God in the world that don't know him. We need him. So please keep our leaders lifted up in prayer. Pray for Elation Radio. Pray for our families, all of us serving. And would you please pray for your family? Don't let the days go by and you haven't lifted up your own family. Make sure you pray for your family, your friends, even your enemies, that the Lord will get the glory and that he will be glorified. Also, before we close out, I want you to be mindful. Don't forget about the homeless, the fatherless, children, all of these things, because so often we go on in life and we forget. Everybody may not be called to those areas, but we all can pray for them. Please continue to pray for your neighbors, your community, especially the seniors. You don't know how they are if you don't talk to them. Continually lift them up and let God be glorified. Listen, on Monday nights, you can find Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright with Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Facebook at 8:30. That is Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And please, final announcement, meet us back here on Elation Radio for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Did you know Elation Radio is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on mostly all of your digital platforms? Look us up, Elation Radio. You'll find other podcasts that you'll find with Elation Radio to inspire you, strengthen you, and empower you. Well, listen, this has come to the end of another podcast. Praise the Lord for 2024. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Know that the Lord is with us and he will take us through with our hand in his. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, this is Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you. We love you. Hallelujah.